Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pete Lamson's here, folks. Pete's back. He's a member of our Brain Trust, general manager of Small Business Group over at Carbonite. You know who Carbonite is. They're the folks who help you back up your all of your digital information in the cloud. And I've known about these guys almost since they launched. And I've been a customer of theirs for a while, and he's here with some new information that they've acquired on how small business owners feel about their digital information and taking care of it. Pete Lamson, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back, as always. So, Pete, are small business owners any more motivated? Are they any more aware? Are they any more compelled to take better care of their digital information now than they were, say, a year or two ago?
There's good news and bad news. The good news is that small businesses certainly do understand the need for backup, and they understand that their digital data, as you pointed out in the last segment, is their most valuable business asset.
Yeah.
And most of them are taking some steps to back up their business, and that's the good news. The bad news is that many businesses are using either risky, incomplete, or both backup measures to protect their digital data.
Right.
And I'll give you a couple of data points there. Again, most businesses do backup. They use things like hard drives, USB or flash drives, CDs or DVDs, and certainly these things can work, but they're also prone to either failure themselves or prone to sort of what I would call human nature, meaning my guess is that many of your listeners have had the experience of thinking, gosh, I need to back up my business. I'm going to go purchase a hard drive. I do purchase that hard drive, and every single day I back up my business. When, mm-hmm. Before I go home that evening, I back up all my computers in my business, and that can work just fine. But over a period of time, and usually not long, human nature sets in. And gosh, I'm not going to back it up every single night. I'm going to back it up once
a week.
Oh yeah.
No. Oh, listen. You're describing my nightmare for many, many years before the cloud really came into play. And my business wasn't. It was my stuff was significant enough that I needed to protect it, but I didn't really justify like a tape drive or some of the really, really more expensive systems. I wasn't on a server or anything like that. And so I was really kind of almost in a no man's land kind of thing. And I think a lot of small business owners found themselves in that place until there was until the cloud came into play.
Well, that's right. And and the tricky thing or the nice thing about these sort of physical devices, hard drives, flash drives, DVDs and so forth, is they are inexpensive. And as you know, for small businesses, boy, budget and costs matter, and they matter every single day. And so there's the human nature of once a week turns into once a month and so forth. And then on top of that, these physical devices also will fail themselves. And this is where we've just completed some research that kind of shows the risky and incomplete nature of backup for many small businesses.
Well, see, I see. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Give us your example.
I was going to say, 20% of businesses back up on a hard drive because of a hard drive failure, which
right.
and now half of them use hard drives, which means you buy a hard drive because your hard drive failed, and hopefully that should be a lesson learned right there.
that's cold, Pete. That's cold. the way I think about it is I think it's a good idea for you to go buy a thumb drive, an 8-gig thumb drive or a 4-gig thumb drive or something like that. And to stick it in your computer, and drag your archive stuff over, and put it in your pocket or put it in a safe. I think that's a good idea, but here's the problem with that: If you don't do that every time you create a new document, then you're not really up to date with your backup. You're
That's
just
right.
I think I always like the belt and suspenders approach to anything, Pete. You know, I like to have the belt and the suspenders holding my britches up. And so I think that the hard drive, the thumb drive, the USB drive, I think that's a good belt if you want. But I still think you need the suspenders, because what I like about, and folks, as I say, I pay for this service. They're not giving it to me for free. Which Pete, by the way, we need to speak about that. But anyway, the thing is that the other day I drug a brand new file off of a USB from one computer over to my main computer, and I looked down, and literally the image had barely gotten on my desktop till this little yellow button popped up on the icon. I mean, like in 2 seconds, this yellow button popped up on the icon of this brand new file on that computer. And folks, what it was my backup system identifying that file and backing it up.
That's right.
I'm not that good. I mean, I'm pretty good, Pete, at backing stuff up. I'm not that good.
Well, you know, the benefits, as you're pointing out, of online backup are that, you know, kind of really at the end of the day, it's three things. Number one is, as you just suggested, it's real time. It's automated. If you create a file, it is automatically backed up into the cloud, which means not only do you not have to remember to back it up, but it's also backed up off-site. And that's important, because if your business were, if there ever to be any kind of a physical disaster, God forbid, at your business, your data isn't on-site. Mm-hmm. So if you've had if there's been a hurricane or a fire or even a theft, your business is backed up away from your business. So it's real time, it's automated, it's off-site. It's also very, very simple to use, as you pointed out. You literally don't have to do anything. It does it automatically.
That's the part that I like about it. I like creating something, because I mean, I create a lot of stuff from scratch. I'm a writer. And some, you know, once it comes out of my head one time, I'm not going to get it out of the, if it's genius, it's some of my genius stuff, Pete, which I know you recognize.
Well, it's brilliant.
If it's some of my genius stuff, it's not going to come out twice. You know, I've got to save that darn thing.
Right.
And whatever it is, folks, the thing is, folks, is you really can't have, in my opinion, you really need a couple of ways to back up. You know, I think you ought to do the USB thing and the cloud thing. And as you know, Pete Lampson's company, Carbonite, is one of those companies. 20 after, we're going to be right back. And did you know that March 31st is World Backup Data Day? How about that? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.